November 22nd, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all generations. I speak not just to those attentive to my words, but to the whole world. It is man who chooses whether or not to be part of my audience. I come to effect change in hearts. It is only if hearts change, the heart of the world will change. In Noah's day, I saw the very few who were listening, and so my wrath visited earth. These days, it is the remnant faithful who hold back my arm of wrath. The Holy Mother is their patron, always encouraging, always embracing them. If man understood the difference one prayer makes, he would never stop praying. As you experience the joyous glitter of the holiday season ahead, do not allow the material aspect of the season to take precedence over the real meaning of all the celebrations. That is the birth of my Son. Keep your focus on this and do not be thrown off course by mass media and the commercial world. I want to prepare every heart for his second coming, beginning with this holiday season. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.